America. Oi, 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 oi. The immigrants ain't going nowhere. They're here for America. Oi, 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 oi.
That's the song The Immigrants, a collaboration between singer-songwriter Gabby Moreno and producer Van Dyke Parks. The two decided to rework this 1998 track written by songwriter David Rutter as part of Moreno's new album, Spangled. When the two decided on this song, they had no idea just how relevant the lyrics would be at this moment. Gabby Moreno joins us here in studio to talk more about The Immigrants, her album, and her larger mission to use music as a bridge between the Northern and Southern American hemispheres. Gabby, welcome.
Thank you so much, Tanya. So lovely to be here.
So David Rutter's song, The Immigrants, as I mentioned, it was first recorded in 1998 after New York police officers attacked Haitian immigrant Abner Louima in Brooklyn back in 1997.
So much trouble in the home of the brave and the land of the NYPD. Am I an immigrant or am I a new slave made for old brutality?
You and Van Dyke changed some of the lyrics to reflect some of what's happening today and the immigrant experience. Tell me more about the updated version. What's different?
Well, the beginning of the song, you hear so much trouble in the home of the brave and the land of the NYPD. We wanted to reflect more what's happening in all of the United States. So we changed it to the land of the free. And then, you know, just make it be about everything that's happening with the immigrant issue in the United States.
Like a punta rock and the salsa samba, a highlight banda merengue. Así que dime tú. In other words, yeah. This is a different kind of apple now. New York City, or like an orange. I love LA. What a delight, right? And you say, yeah. But a little spicy.
What is it about the message that resonates so deeply with you?
I came to this country almost 2 decades ago from Guatemala.
We should say you're a rock star in Guatemala, by the way. People don't know. You're a big deal.
I wouldn't say rock star, but I have been making music for a very long time, and I started when I was very young in Guatemala. And it was an amazing opportunity to come here and explore other possibilities in music. So I feel so lucky and blessed to have that opportunity to be here. But at the same time, I see other people that are coming here under just dire circumstances. And I can't help, of course, but to feel empathy. And I want to be able to help more. But I know that all I have for now is my music and my art, and that's still a very powerful weapon. So I'm so fortunate to be able to send out a message through music.
Yeah, and I want to talk more about those messages and the fusion of different sounds from Latin America, from many different places in Latin America. One reviewer said the 10 songs center around, quote, the promises, hopes, and challenges facing both border communities and the American experiment at large. It is precisely in the moment. Let's take a listen to one of those songs, Across the Borderline.
There's a place where I've been told every street is paved with gold, and it's just across the borderline.
The first lyric, quote, I've been told there's a place where every street is paved with gold and it's across the borderline. I heard that and I sort of smiled. I thought it was a narrative that I've heard before and it's such a great one. But then the follow-up lyric goes on to say, when it's time to take your turn, remember that you could lose more than you ever hoped to find.
It's heartbreaking. It's such a sad song. You know, what I want to I want to sing songs of hope and love, but I think it's also important to paint the reality and the very sad reality that a lot of these people are living, where they want to come here thinking that, you know, they want to pursue their American dream. And yet, as soon as they cross that border, it's just completely, a completely different story. And yeah, it's a very sad song.
You mentioned that you came to L.A. 18 years ago from Guatemala. And I've heard you say in the past that you felt that your feet are like in two different places.
Yeah.
Explain what you mean by feeling like you're of two worlds.
I still feel 100% Guatemalan, even though I've been living here for almost two decades. My whole family is in Guatemala. I came here solely because of my love for music. And I am so, so fortunate to be doing what I love. So, yes, I do feel like I'm straddling the fence between those two worlds, being immersed in this clash of cultures, you know, from Latin America and from the U.S. And that is reflected in my music as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I sing in Spanish and in English. Since the very first record, I've been doing this because this is my essence. This is what makes me who I am.
As I mentioned, you are a rock star in Guatemala, even though that makes you blush. Part of your mission, though, in being here is you want to bring Latin American music to a North American audience in a way that is more of a bridge and not a wall. Explain more about what you mean.
You know, I feel like the perfect example is something that I've been doing for the past couple of years. I've been lucky to be a part of a wonderful show called Live From Here with Chris Thiele.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really amazing because here's a show that is, I would say the audience is mostly, you know, white America.
Yeah.
And the genres that you hear are mostly bluegrass and country and Americana. But now I can bring my music to that equation. I can bring Latin music and mix it with bluegrass and with, you know, more of the country styles and folk styles.
Is there a song that embodies that that you can think of?
Yes. Actually, in my last album, Ilusión, I have a couple of songs. One is called Fronteras, which is, again, another song that is dedicated to immigrants and a song of hope, but that has a bluegrass feel to it.
Hay un camino que nos trajo hasta aquí. No conoce las fronteras, esta pasión dentro de mí. Es anhelo el que me empuja cada nuevo amanecer con mis temores, ilusiones y los restos del ayer.
I love doing that. That's what I mean by bridging those two worlds.
Yeah. Why was it important to record The Immigrants now?
Oh God, well I just want to it's something that I've been doing for a long time. I've been writing and singing about, you know, about immigrants, about celebrating diversity. And I want people to know that we are really doing a wonderful thing here. We've been here for, you know, forever, building this country. You know, immigrants are hard workers. And I just want people to, you know, have more love and empathy for all of us.
And understand that they're part of the tapestry of what makes this country this country.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people are forgetting that nowadays.
Hmm. That's singer-songwriter Gabby Moreno. Gabby, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Is there a particular song on this album that you'd love for us to go out on?
Oh, Alma Llanera. That was the first song that we recorded for this album. And actually the first song that was thought for this project. I remember I sent it to Van Dyke, and a couple days later I got the arrangement. This song is from Venezuela. It's like the second national anthem of Venezuela.
Oh, really?
Yes, and it's a gorgeous, gorgeous song, and I am so happy. It's one of my favorite songs from the album, and a love song to Venezuela.
Yo nací en una ribera, nací en una ribera del Arauca vibrador. Soy hermano de la espuma, de las garzas, de las rosas. Soy hermano de la espuma, de las garzas, de las rosas.
De las garzas, de las rosas.
Soy y del sol.
Gabby Moreno's latest album is Spangle. To find out more about her collaboration with producer Van Dyke Parks on the song Across the Borderland, go to hereandnow.org.